Hello. Look at these gorgeous people in here. How are you?
Jante.
Nice to meet you, Jante. I'm Dr. Lee.
You look beautiful, first of all. Both of you. Gorgeous. But I'm guessing...
Don't feel so beautiful. I'm getting stared walking in Kroger. Yes. And I don't like the stairs, I'm kidding.
So you have vitiligo, first of all. When did this start for you?
9 years ago. I started seeing little tiny white spots look like freckles.
Right. Where did you see those?
On my hands.
Okay, so like kind of at the creases and things?
Exactly, in the creases.
You have almost full loss of pigment here on your hand.
The little spots I had, they just got bigger and bigger and bigger until what you see
almost
now.
Like day to day, you can kind of see them expand.
Hour to hour.
Crazy.
I might take a nap and it'll be a small dot by the time I wake up.
Wow. Vitiligo is a chronic autoimmune disorder where your own body is attacking your own skin pigment cells and it's destroying them. And the darker your skin is, the more noticeable vitiligo is because there's a higher contrast between your normal skin color and a complete loss of pigment. So what kinds of doctors have you seen for this?
I went to go see the dermatologist originally about 9 years ago. They gave me cream that kind of made it worse, and I haven't been to a dermatologist since.
There's a lot of different treatments for vitiligo. There have been some recent advances, but I need to take a look at Jante first and see how extensive her vitiligo is, and I also want to understand what parts bother her the most. So there's a lot of different things that we try to improve vitiligo. There are some laser devices that we use that are UV light treatments that try to tan that skin or trigger that. There's even surgeries. So there are different things that have certainly been tried. Some work for some people, some don't work for them. So it's not easy to treat, but have you ever been looked at with a Woods lamp? Have you ever been into like a club where they have that black light? Mm-hmm. And then do you see how your skin is like that kind of light? Helps us to determine whether something has a complete loss of pigment or not. The reason that I'm using a Woods lamp is to determine the extent of her vitiligo. Sometimes when you use the Woods lamp, you see more white patches. So sit tight, I'm gonna go get a Woods lamp, okay? Hold on a minute.